This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lawyers for former President Trump are fighting back, criticizing the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate and saying the Justice Department has gratuitously made certain information public. The AP's Jennifer King with the latest on that FBI investigation into the top secret information found at Mar-a-Lago.
A new government document alleges that records were removed and concealed, and investigators were misled about what was there. Trump's lawyers claim the estate was searched during standard negotiations between Trump and National Archives officials.
Republican Sarah Palin's lost a special election for Alaska's House seat to Democrat Mary Peltola. This is Palin.
You don't need a title, you don't need an office to make a difference, so we're going to get out there using whatever tools and forums and formats that we have to fight for what's right.
Sarah Palin was John McCain's running mate in the 2008 presidential election. She was heard there on KTUU-TV, Alaska's news source. Now to those experts who will inspect Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
A group of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, led by its director, Rafael Grossi, have set off for the Russia-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, despite the heavy shelling that led to an emergency system shutting down one of the reactors. Grossi notes the risks are very, very high in the so-called gray zone between Ukrainian and Russian positions. I'm Charles Doledesma.
About 2 in 10 adults in this country say they or somebody close to them has had a personal experience with gun violence. That's according to a recent AP NORC Center poll. Lufthansa is canceling almost all passenger and cargo flights Friday from its two biggest hubs, Frankfurt and Munich, due to planned strike action by pilots. The pilots want higher pay. This is AP News. Bed Bath & Beyond will close stores and cut jobs.
Mired in a prolonged sales slump, Bed Bath & Beyond said Wednesday it will close about 150 stores and slash its workforce by 20%. The company estimates the cuts will save $250 million in its current fiscal year. In addition, Bed Bath & Beyond says it has lined up more than $500 million in new financing. As of May, the home goods retailer operated a total of 955 stores, including 769 Bed Bath & Beyond stores, 135 Bye Bye Baby stores, and 51 stores under the names Harmon, Harmon Face Values, or Face Values. It had roughly 32,000 employees as of February. I'm Mike Gracia.
Stocks tanked yesterday. The Dow fell 280 points yesterday. The S&P was down 31. The Nasdaq fell 66 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.